Longtime president and general manager Bob Wheaton says he'll remain at the helm and anticipates no changes to the way the resort is run and the offerings to their guests. Wheaton told KPCW the new owners are aligned with Deer Valley's philosophy.
Through the process, it's been reinforced time and time again that the same values and the same goals that the Crown family and the KSL partnership have demonstrated through the process are exactly the same goals that we have operated Deer Valley with for the last 37 years.
The fact that Deer Valley remains one of only three resorts in the U.S. that does not allow snowboarding has many speculating if that will continue once the new company is up and running. Wheaton says the Vail effect on Park City was not a part of the decision to sell Deer Valley to a larger resort consortium.
Deer Valley could have remained competitive. I'm confident of that, especially with the stature that we held within the industry. But there again, there's, you know, whether it's typically there's always room for improvement. You know, we will continue to strive for that improvement. And this is another case of that. I think we certainly could have maintained our stature in the industry. I do think that this is an opportunity to improve even more on that.
While Wheaton says he can't predict what changes may come longer term, much of Deer Valley's offerings remain the same.
Pass products will remain exactly the same. So season pass holders at Deer Valley will still be able to enjoy Wasatch Benefit, as a, for instance, and the days at Solitude and the days at Alta and Snowbird. You know, we're focused, as we have been every single year, all of the projects that we've been working on, you know, the Mayflower development, all that kind of stuff, that is all still very much on the stove and on the front burner. And it's, you know, again, I don't want to overuse the term, but no changes here, either on existing operations or future plans.
Solitude Resort was not part of the package. It remains under the management and ownership of the Stern and Penske families.
There again, the no change thing. We've had plans for Solitude ever since we closed on that deal 2.5 years ago now. And those plans are still the plans for the resort as far as replenishing and or replacing equipment. There's been, you know, there's a couple of lifts that we need to work on over there and some base facilities, and we'll continue to work on those.
Wheaton says he can't comment on the sale of the Mayflower development, but says it's a substantial project with plans for an enhanced base area, 1,000 more acres of skiing and 6 to 7 new lifts.
The ongoing effort and the focus for that development in Wasatch County is definitely there.
Wheaton says the skier capacity guidelines will still apply even with the new ski area expansion into Wasatch County. He says the mountain capacity needs to stand on its own.
You know, is our daily capacity going to change? Yes, it will. But I can tell you the focus on a quality experience will remain exactly the same, and that we will be extremely cautious as we look at periods of adjustment for that day skier capacity. You know, the plan right now is to gradually increase that until we get to the point where we are now, where we say, okay, that's enough, that's the number, depending on the weather and all the other factors that enter into that, and that's going to be it.
The financial terms of the transaction were not disclosed, and it is subject to certain closing conditions. The sale is anticipated to close prior to the upcoming 2017-18 ski season. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.